This is LondonMusicRadio.com.
It's 10:45. This is Dave Shaw on your radio. Special guest today. It's a pleasure all the way to have in the show today is Jackie Graham. How you doing, Jackie?
Dave, how you doing, darling?
I'm all right. Sorry, I just put the I didn't put the right fader up. I thought you deserted me. Then are you all right?
No, I'm here with you, darling. I'm not leaving you for now.
That's good. That's good. Well, first of all, before we start the chat, I just want to congratulate you on your album. It's been only 2 weeks released, and it's flying high of what I've seen in all the soul charts.
Oh, I'm so pleased, baby. Because you know, I kind of was nervous. I must have been. I was excited, but sort of anxious. Because I know everybody hasn't heard from me for a long time.
Yeah, well,
and all my fans are saying, you know, Jackie, when are you bringing new stuff out? And obviously, you know, we did the album and it's done and it's out there. I'm thinking, I hope that everybody's going to get me, you know. I hope everybody's going to, you know, like the tracks. Everybody can relate to the tracks because it's my journey. And I, you know, but the fact that everybody's receiving it really well, I was so excited, darling, and still am.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's on our radio station, London Music Radio. We have it's on our playlist, really. And the track "News for You." Tell me about "News for You."
"News for You." Oh my gosh! Yeah, well, that was co-written with Eric Benet, and we approached him and said, by all means, and he knew of me and everything else. So I hope that, you know, when you do somebody else's track, you hope that you do it justice. But, you know, just the lyrics and stuff and the melody and stuff like that, I think, this is a bad track.
they all are. I mean, what is your favourite track for the album? Is that a question I can ask you? Put you on the spot here.
There's so many. I tend to come to, there's a song on it called, heavens above, my brain's gone to sleep now. There's a song called... The song Inside Me.
Yeah.
Okay, now that was the first song that was sort of sent to me when we started to do the project for the new album, and it was written by co-written by Michael McDonald.
Oh, excellent!
The Doobie Brothers. Right now, Michael's a dear friend of ours, and he sent this song to me, and it's like, oh my gosh, Michael must have known what we were going through, because lyrically and the melody and everything on this particular song. It just sets up the whole aspect of what we've, you know, the song and what we're going through. And really to tell you, say to everybody, there is a light at the end of the tunnel and you too can get through it. And this is really what, you know, the album's about. You know, tell us the story, but there's a positive end to it. And I'd like to think that it's quite uplifting as well because, you know, it's like old school, brought right up to date. So for the youngsters who love the 80s stuff, I think it's got the 80s sound in it as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, so brought right up to date.
Is Michael McDonald, are you still in touch with him now?
Darling.
He done other tracks on your album.
Now, he needed a special guest or something, because that's how I got to meet him. When he came over in the 80s, he was touring, and he had the song "On My Own" that he did with Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, funny enough, we played that yesterday on the radio.
Oh, did you really? But when he came up, he wanted to have a special guest to sing that with him, because obviously Miss Patti couldn't come over as well. And basically, that's what I did. And from that point on, darling, he's been looking after us ever since.
Oh, that's
good. He and his family. And to my kids, he's Uncle Mike, and he's such a lovely, lovely, wonderful person.
Yeah, is it? So that track, just getting back to the "On My Own," Patti LaBelle, Michael McDonald. Uh-huh. I remember at the time. I think I actually mentioned this yesterday after playing the tune. Did they actually ever meet, or the track was recorded separately? And they married it up for the final production.
You're right. Yeah, you're right, Dave. What happened was, at the time, because I asked Michael that same question, "What's she like? Is she lovely and everything else?" As you do. And he was saying, yeah, initially it was done in two separate places, and the video was. But obviously, since then, you know, he's met Patti and they've worked together.
They're not on their own anymore.
No more. No more. But yes, that's how it was made. Two different areas that the song was sung, and the video was made in two different places, and then they sort of put them together and so on.
Yeah.
Long before, you know,
Oh, I thought I was going mad when I was thinking. I'm sure that was the what happened at the time of when they recorded it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, darling.
See, just thought I'd tell my listeners. See, I do talk sense sometimes.
It did happen, everybody. Yeah, because Michael told me so.
So, did Michael McDonald do any sort of other writing for your new album as well, or is it just one track?
Really, he's done three tracks on the album, but he also wrote stuff for me on my previous albums and so on. So, yes, on this particular one, he's got three that he's penned on there. And you know, like I said, it is a journey that I've been on, and I'm still on this journey.
Yeah,
I'm still learning.
You've done loads of albums, though, Jackie. I can all over the years we're never too far away. So you're never too far away from the studio, are you, really?
No, darling. We being in and out of the country and up and down the country and so on. And but everybody gives me so much love, darling. That's really what I try to do, because everybody lifts my spirits. Every time I do something, people say, "You get tired of singing, your old hits and everything else." But I can honestly say, no, I don't.
Well, we just played Heaven Knows, actually, before,
Oh, my gosh.
I love
that
tune.
The very first album, Baby Boy. And the title track.
It's the title track, isn't it, from the album?
Yep, that's what launched me to the soul chart.
See, I should be on a program just having questions about Jackie Graham, and I'll just hopefully get them all correct.
Yeah, Heaven Knows.
Yeah, well, that is a good. It's a good show. I mean, obviously, Circles, 1985. That was like an international, outer national hit, wasn't it? It was. I'm sure you were on Top of the Pops, weren't you, as well, back then, quite often.
Oh my gosh! Oh yeah. All of a sudden, you launched. Top of the Pops to us was an institution, so we would.
You've made it if you're on Top of the Pops.
And pinch me, somebody's like, "What?" I remember going there and thinking, "Oh wow, this is great!" And why haven't you telling you that you have to look at the cameras when the light's on and all this? But I just kept looking around and thinking, it's not very big in here, is it? But it was. But it just seems huge when you're watching it on the TV. But the audiences, and I was distracted by it because I always am distracted by the audiences. But it was great fun, darling.
Yeah, funny enough, talking about Top of the Pops, a couple of weeks ago, like BBC Four running all the old Top of the Pops.
Yeah.
I was actually on Top of the Pops as a punter, in the crowd dancing around.
Were you?
In 1985. And I've been looking out for years of the reruns, and my wife spotted it. And it was with Colonel Abrahams doing Trapped, and Jennifer Rush was number one, The Power of Love. You could see me bopping around in the background, which I was only about 18, 19 or 20 at the time.
You was only a baby.
I still am a baby.
Like Jennifer Rush and Colonel Abrahams back in the day, obviously, because we were all out at the same time. Rubbing shoulders with people like that and it was just great fun. The world sort of opened up to me a little bit,
Yeah, and as you say about the studios at the BBC, when I was a child, I used to think it was such a big rocking disco that everyone knew. Yeah. And then it was like, you stand there, you dance with them.
And that's what was like overwhelming to me, thinking, oh, this is how it's done. The magic of TV has just been...
Well, then the cameras come through and you've got to get out of the way or you get clumped.
Oh, my gosh. and they glide along the floor and you have to get out of the way with all the cables and things. Yeah, it's not... But TV is TV, and Top of the Pops was...
Well, that was the show. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It's good to see the Top of the Pops too. I watch them when I can. Takes you back to certain memories. Just a question.
Sure.
Is it right that you're affectionately known as Auntie Jackie?
Yeah, I say that, darling, because when I'm doing shows and you do shows and everything else, and you think, oh my gosh. And it's the younger and younger as well. So as although you've got the older generation, which I was a part of their history and their time, which is brilliant. They're bringing their kids, or the kids are loving 80s stuff, and then checking us out too. I'm thinking, and they're mouthing all the words. I'm thinking, how come you know this? You weren't even born when this was out.
Yeah.
But they're loving it.
Yeah, and my boys as well. My little boy, just Ben, he's leaving his primary school. He's going to secondary school. So he just finished this week. And they had that, like, their leavers ball. When he came back, and he went, they were playing Sister Sledge, Lost in Music, and all this sort of stuff. And I was like, well, that track was 1979 or...
Oh, bless.
And they were playing all that sort of stuff, and he's well into it at the moment.
He's loving it.
Yeah.
Oh, you see what I mean? Music is music, darling, and it's standing the test of time. So, and the fact that another generation is is, you know, listening to that stuff and enjoying it. And it doesn't sound dated as well. There's a lot of, you know, songs out now, and I'm including mine, that, you know, it could be yesterday.
Yeah,
it was recorded. So that's the beauty of music. And yeah, it touches everybody.
That's what I suppose when I talk to my kids, I sort of say, well, this track, we're in the car, I go, oh, I remember this, and then they go, how old is this? I go, we're 35 years ago. Oh, they go, really? But yeah, you know, it's timeless.
They can't comprehend it, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just a figure to them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got a vibe, it's a good tune. But I was going to say, let's get back to the album. Is it true? I mean, you were obviously, everyone is really a fan of Earth, Wind and Fire. The late, the great, Maurice White. Did he write a track on the album? Is that, I just wonder what track it is.
Yeah, bless his heart. Yeah, he co-wrote one of the songs on the album. I think it's either I haven't got my singer, but yeah.
Yeah, and we played that one a few.
Oh my gosh!
We're going to play some in a minute, so you know.
Listen. I just hope that your listeners are going to enjoy it too. And it sounds nostalgic because, I mean, they sound as if, you know, they're covers, they must be, or whatever. Mm. But no, they're all original tracks, and you know, to have those caliber of writers on there, you know, is a real honor and a pleasure. And I just, you know. And I, at the time when I was recording, I'm just thinking, oh, I hope I do it justice. And it's like, who? And it's like, what? Mm. It's just the lyrics of the and the melodies of the thing, which is what I go for a lot.
Well, can I also ask you another question as well? Well, you've had a really long, successful career, and it's long may it continue. Can you tell us any highlights of your career at all that are memorable for you? God. Or is that a bit of a tough question? You can tell me to...
You know, I'm so grateful, darling, that... the longevity that I've had. I mean, I came on the scene back in the 80s and thinking, you know, I was well aware I could be here just for 5 minutes, but you know what? I'm going to embrace every moment of it, and that's what I tried to, but it was like a whirlwind back then to do all that. So, you know, the fact that, you know, I'd never flown on a plane before, and then, you know, I get to travel out to all these different countries. I'm meeting, you know, other artists, and you know, it was just a whirlwind. I think things like, you know, obviously being chosen to work on Michael McDonald's tour back in the mid-80s when I only wanted a ticket to go and see him. It's like, we've got it. It's like, what? We got it. We got Michael McDonald. Yeah, you're going to be singing with him tomorrow. It's like, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, so you got to make out that it's an everyday affair that you're doing this, and don't lose it.
Oh, my gosh, you know. And I mean, there's loads of things done. There's, like I said, there's people that I've met, places I've been to. But to pinpoint, I mean, you know, just traveling. I mean, the Japan, when I went over to Japan in the 90s, I was thinking, yes, I am international, and everybody says I'm international, and I was thinking I'm international. But I didn't realize I was seriously international until I went to places like Japan, and my tours were selling out within 20 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
So there's loads of things, baby boy.
Yeah.
When I come down and see you, baby, you know, I'll make sure I suss everything out because I've got so much to tell you.
Yeah, no, I'd like to. Well, but I've been meaning to try. I've been pushing forward for the festival, Happy Days Festival, in the last couple of years. We've got to get Jackie Graham. And
They haven't called me yet, Dan.
Well, I'm pushing it. Okay. So hopefully we won't be too far away because
I'm ready, willing, and able, Dan. So
yeah, no, it's really good.
Hang out with everybody.
Yeah, it'd be great. You'll be perfect for that. And just like this year, we're talking about Earth, Wind and Fire. We had Noel McCoy do an Earth, Wind and Fire experience, and it was absolutely the nuts. Oh. Let's say it was really, really good. As well as lots of other great artists, with Incognito and Gwen McCrae, talk all day about what artists have been featured. So really, and you really need to be there. So I'm gonna try my best to try and get you there.
Thank you so much, Dave.
And we can talk all day then,
and hang out with everybody.
Yes, indeed.
And hope that they feel me. So, you know, all I've been, you know, the gift of the voice, darling, and the songs that I've been given, and you know, and I'm so glad that everybody, you know, likes the choices that we've put on this for, you know, When a Woman Loves album, you know, but I'm just trying to say to everybody, you know, I'm trying to give you the love, darling. So When a Woman Loves, because people have given me so much love throughout the years, and I'm trying to give it back.
No, it's good. You gave me lots of love in this show today. I do appreciate it.
Oh, bless your heart, baby boy.
Well, what we'll do, I'm going to sign out now. I really appreciate and once again, many congratulations on the brand new album, When a Woman Loves. And out to the listeners, really, if you check the website, freews.jackie, and she's jaki-graham.com, and all the info is there to download the album.
That's it.
So brilliant, Jackie. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Bless your heart, Dave. And listen, and to your listeners as well, please, you know, continue to enjoy and everything. And I know you're doing a great job because I'm hearing about you all the time.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Auntie Jackie.
We'll hook up at some point.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, 100%. Ensure love to all the family and we'll definitely speak soon. Speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye, darling. This is LMR Radio.